of the 1.3 billion Catholics around the world had passed away at the age of 88. The pontiff was hospitalized recently for pneumonia. The Vatican later revealed that his condition had worsened and that he was being treated for bilateral pneumonia.
After a brief period during which the Pope will be buried, cardinals from around the world will gather for the conclave where they will choose the next Pope.
This is the most important thing that they do. So many cardinals are bishops and archbishops and run dioceses, but once you become a cardinal, your main role is not only to advise the Pope, but to elect the next one.
Father James Martin, this is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has concerns about funding cuts coming from the Trump administration. Rothman told lawmakers at the Capitol last week several research fields like Alzheimer's, diabetes, and agriculture could be impacted. The liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court upholds the Governor Evers' so-called 400-year veto. Republican lawmakers sent Evers a budget with a per-student increase ending with the 2024-25 school years. Evers altered the end date to 24-25. The court in a 4-3 ruling rejected a challenge to Evers' veto. And this week's NFL draft is expected to bring a major economic impact to the Green Bay area. On Wisconsin Eye's Newsmakers program, Mayor Eric Genrich says it's a great opportunity to show off the city and the entire state, as people will have to come in from all parts of Wisconsin. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few lingering showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And it will be a little breezy today, too, with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thunder shower with a high near 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:02 on Monday morning. Emily will be joining me shortly, and we'll be talking about everything that's happening. Here's Johnny H. Jazz.
So much for your promises. They died the day you let me go. Caught up in a web of lies, but it was just too late to know. I thought it was you who would stand by my side. And now you given me nothing but shattered dreams
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Shine.
What is that noise?
What's that face?
Happy Monday.
Good morning,
everyone.
Mondays suck.
Hey there, guys, ready to get wild and crazy?
I don't work Mondays.
I'm taking you off the air until further notice.
Okay, great. Have a good show.
Are we on the air?
It's go time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Monday morning. It is also known as Easter Monday. And we did learn some sad news over the early morning hours. As I was getting up this morning, we did learn that the Pope has passed away at the age of 88, Emily. It was definitely a shock to wake up to that news this morning.
Yeah, I was just
spending a little time listening to some details about him and his work, and he was a little bit of an exception. He was the first, I want to make sure I get this right, the first pope that was of a different background for like 1,000 years, right? He was,
So he was, Pope Francis, we will mention, was 88 years old. And he passed away at 7, or it was announced at 7:35 this morning, time in Rome. So that was early this morning. Right. Our time is when we found out about it. Now, we do know that he had a prolonged, as basically a respiratory crisis is how it was phrased. He had had also respiratory failure, and it was related to pneumonia that got considerably worse. Now, we do know that he made appearances after he returned home for his recovery, and that he did make an appearance Easter Sunday from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica following an earlier meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance. So he was active yesterday as part of the Easter things that were happening with Roman Catholic Church and within Rome yesterday. So that's where I was caught off guard this morning. I'll be brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
He made an appearance yesterday, and then all of a sudden I'm waking up this morning, and I do have a bad habit, honestly, of grabbing one of my mobile devices as I'm waking up and start looking at some of the things that are going on.
And so
I did grab my mobile device this morning, and so I did want to just take a quick glance at things, and I saw that, and I'm like, I got to get out of bed and do a little bit more reading, turned on our TV because we do have a TV in our home office, so I could listen to a little bit about what was going on. And I just saw a caller go down the wrong way on the square again this morning.
Jeez, that's like once a week. I feel like it's every Monday.
I do too.
We'll see how that guy fares.
Yeah, I'm hoping he stops at the next stop sign at Oak and Second. Well, he actually stopped for that stop sign. Sorry, that was very distracting to see that car going the wrong
way.
Yes, and it really is. And now he's oddly sitting at that stop sign. I don't know if he's lost, but yeah, he's oddly sitting at that stop sign. So we have a great view. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But we will get back to what we were talking about. So Pope Francis did pass away this morning at the age of 88 years old. And, you know, I'm not Roman Catholic, and so I'm not an expert on this by any means, but I do know this is far-reaching because there are a large number of Catholic folks in the, not just in Wisconsin, the U.S., but worldwide. There's about 1.3 billion people that he was the leader of.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, and one thing I know that, you know, I was listening to the radio this morning about the report on this and kind of some about details about his life and, you know, his past and just kind of how he was. He was Argentinian born. That's what I was trying to get to earlier. So he was the first pope in like a millennia that wasn't Italian born. He was born from Italian immigrants that were living in Argentina. And he was very proud of that heritage, I guess, one time. And there was a celebration, you know, around the Vatican. They had, you know, and down in Rome, down in the square in the central area, they had, he had everyone doing the tango, which is Argentinian. That's not Italian. So, I mean, he was very proud of having been born from immigrants. He was, you know, outspoken about a little bit more in terms of comparisons to popes from the past, you know, his values and things he was outspoken about were considered a bit more progressive, to say the least, in that he brought back a lot of the younger generation to the church and to, you know, the Catholic Roman Catholic Church in Italy itself. So that's important to note. He was the only pope as far as history that they renamed themselves after saints. He renamed himself after St. Francis of Assisi, who is known to essentially, you know, live humbly and give to the poor. That was his, you know, sainthood legacy. Again, I'm speaking from, you know, I'm paraphrasing a lot of stuff here and also just bits and pieces that I know from history and from the present about him. So I by no means am an expert, but I did, you know, hear some things this morning on the radio and I'm reading some things now. Know little bits and pieces from, you know, since he has been the Pope. And he you know, refused to live in the fancy places. He lived in the hotel and he took his meals with the regular quote unquote people and waited in line. And there was a little note on the radio this morning about he would, you know, if he wanted to have leftovers, he would microwave his meal. Like, he would just do things that were regular. He didn't kind of elevate himself into this, like, you know, I don't know, a higher place as much as I think historically popes did. So, you know, he had a lot of things I think that people appreciate. People in high religious seats like that, of course, have a lot of power. So they're, you know, it's not always, you know, going to be 100% acceptable for every person. But I do think he stood out in a lot of ways. So it is a sad day. I think it's incredible that he made an appearance yesterday. I guess, you know, he needed to hang on for that Easter holiday for folks.
Yeah, I think he definitely did. And the irony is not lost that he passed away on what's traditionally considered Easter Monday. And so that was not lost on me as I woke up this morning, knowing that yesterday was obviously Easter Sunday. Today's Easter Monday, reading of his passing. And I definitely was caught off guard. Now, I do realize he'd had health issues. And for him to make that appearance yesterday, that's kind of how I was shocked about it. Now, he was the 266th pontiff. And he strived, like you had mentioned, to make the Catholic Church more contemporary. He wanted to get younger people involved, and he was definitely working towards that. That was something that he definitely, that was his goal, was to get more involved. And so, yeah, it's definitely a huge loss, not just for, obviously, the folks in Rome, but it's definitely something that's worldwide, and that's obviously why we're talking about it this morning. And people are asking, what does happen next? They'll have a 9-day period of mourning that will probably be observed in St. Peter's Basilica after his body lies in state there. That's typically what happens. And then during this time, all cardinals under the age of 80 who are eligible to participate are summoned to Rome to participate in a secret conclave at the Sistine Chapel to choose the next pontiff. And that gathering commences typically somewhere anywhere from 15 to 20 days after the Pope's death. And then the cardinal electors will cast as many as 4 ballots in a single day. And then black smoke from the Sistine Chapel's chimney will indicate an inconclusive vote, while white smoke will signify a new pope has been elected. And so I do remember this when he was elected. Wow. That was something that was definitely covered nationwide. They were watching this chimney to see what color of smoke was coming out of it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that is kind of that process. And that's something that's very unique. It is.
I kind of got the shivers a little bit in a cool way, because that's just the historic tradition to that, right? I mean, smoke being the communicated device of what the decision is. I mean, that's because of that started so long ago that was the way to tell people things. You weren't texting people, right? You're like, just look for the smoke color. You'll know what's going on.
Right. And that's exactly it.
Incredible.
So then we will know based on the color of smoke. Yes, they've found somebody, or no, they have not been to that point where they have a vote that is basically ready to go. So we will definitely keep tabs on this. I mean, that is something that is one of those that is, it's again, worldwide. And that's why we did want to briefly touch on it this morning. Right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this, like Dave said, this is far reaching. It's big world news, but it's also got its own particularities that make it, you know, extra far reaching, in that this particular guy was a little different than some historical popes. So I did mention earlier that he brought the tango to a celebration in Rome, which is not a Roman dance. That is definitely his Argentinian roots peeking out. And what I heard was, oh, it makes sense, because before he became a priest, he was a nightclub bouncer.
What?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? I mean, talk about an everyman man, right? He was a bouncer. That's just a job.
I didn't know that. Pretty cool. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it depends on where you're getting your news source, right? Little bits and pieces come out in different ways. But yeah, that was at the end of the story I was listening to this morning, and I thought that was pretty cool. So again, you know, everybody's got different representations of how they do things. Everything that he did wasn't necessarily completely forward-thinking or, you know, progressive, or whatever words you want to use for that. But there was some definite details about the way he went about his life and his work that were different, and that I do appreciate. So it's a sad day for people, and we'll, you know, honor that for sure.
Yes, we definitely will. And so again, we are just again talking about the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88. And again, this happened on Easter Monday, Emily.
Yes, very significant. It is to note that he did make an appearance yesterday, and for the folks who, kind of surround their lives with that religion and with that the important dates and things like that, that is very important and very significant. So, I hope everyone had a lovely weekend on top of that and was able to celebrate in whatever way they did and at least be able to, be with family and friends and enjoy themselves.
Yes, most definitely. And we'll talk a little bit more about other things this morning, but we definitely wanted to talk about that this morning because it is far-reaching. Obviously, we're thinking of all those that are impacted by his passing as well, Emily. And we will also talk more about our grand opening a little bit later as well. We do have that coming up this week. We do want to remind everyone that we are celebrating celebrity birthdays at 7:40 this morning. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40.
Sounds like a plan.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily. And, the sunshine is not out right at the moment, but, we want to make sure we get your Monday morning going in a positive way. So here's Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine on Max FM.
Cause I
This is David Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I have May Elliott and director Danny Smith with me from the Portage Area Community Theater. How are the two of you doing today?
Doing all right.
We're doing great, Dave.
We're so glad you guys could be here today. You have an upcoming production, A Perfect Wedding by Robin Hawden. Please tell our listeners about it.
This comedy play follows our groom, Bill, who essentially wakes up his wedding morning in the honeymoon suite next to a girl he doesn't remember.
Oh, wow. That's kind of interesting.
So it just kind of follows the unraveling as Bill tries to figure out what happened with his bride on the way, going to show up in the suite, and hilarity ensues.
It sounds like it's going to be a very hilarious production. Now, where's the play at?
So the play will be at Portage Center for the Arts, and that's going to be May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
And if someone wants to get tickets, how do they get tickets and what do they cost?
Sure. So tickets are $15. You can get them at the door at the Center for the Arts building or online at the Portage Center for the Arts website.
And if people want more information, where do they go? What is that website?
So that website is PortageCenterForTheArts.com, all one word.
What else is going to happen in this play and production? This just is very intriguing, to say the least.
One kind of unique thing about this play that I hadn't had a chance to direct before is there is a lot more physical comedy and more action. So we've got people getting chased around, slapped across the face. We've got a lot of really fun actual action-y things. Our actors have had a lot of fun kind of working those out.
So it's a fun production and there's a plot and drama to it as well, correct?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
There's for sure a lot of drama with this production.
Now, how long does this play last?
So it looks like about 2 hours between the act one, and including intermission, and then act two.
Okay, so it's not real long. There's an intermission, and you're going to be highly entertained with this play, it sounds like.
Yes.
And one more time, what are the dates for the play?
So the dates are May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. All of the show times are at 7 o'clock, except for the 11th. We're doing an exclusive matinee on Mother's Day at 2 p.m.
Sounds like a great way to spend a day with your mother and your family then.
Yes, for sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing the play as well. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Wednesday, we have a real estate auction open house for a single family property near Marcus Ann, Wisconsin. It's open from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. More details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have our April Farm and Construction online only auction ending at 9 a.m. It's a very large auction again this month. A lot of ATVs and UTVs, lawnmowers, boats, also farm machinery, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and much, much more. There's a preview at our auction facility on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage.
This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1.25 inches and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A few lingering showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And it will be a little breezy today, too, with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thunder shower with a high near 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 7:39 on Monday, April 21st. As a reminder, if you know someone that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, you still have time to text those in to us. 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. Now, before we forget, we also have another thing you can text in this morning, and that is the word party, P-A-R-T-Y. This is to get a link to the Max FM Grand Reopening Ribbon Cutting Ceremony and Open House this Thursday, April 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Weicker Great Day Building, 502 Oak Street in Baraboo. If you text in PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, to 608-355-9970, you will get a link to our invitation for this great event, and you'll have all the details in it as well. And that way, you can just click on that link. You can RSVP as well. We want everyone to join us. We are so excited to be broadcasting back in downtown Baraboo from Oak Street, Emily.
Yeah, it's going to be a great party. The party planner, you know, it's just, I've got a lot to say about him. He's doing a really great job connecting all the dots, and it's a beautiful space, and it's going to be great. So, if you're available on Thursday night, definitely this week, come on down and join the party. It's going to be a good time. There's going to be some snacks. There's going to be some drinks. There's going to be some great people. There's a piano there if someone wants to sit down and do a little ditty. I mean, it's just going to be a good time. So definitely come to celebrate Civic Media and 99.7 Max FM coming back to downtown Baraboo, being part of the Great Day Building and all of the community created there, and just, you know, having a ribbon cutting. I have only experienced one ribbon cutting before, and it was recent, and it's the chamber that comes down. They do a lovely job, and my question was this, and this reveals just how, you know, we can do a lot of things in life, but sometimes the obvious things we still have to ask questions about. I was like, do we need to bring the ribbon and the scissors?
Right.
Or is that something that the chamber provides? Well, the chamber provides it. So the ribbon and the scissors will be there. They'll come with the chamber. It'll be exciting. You can get some pictures and then have a little party.
Yeah.
Thursday this week, 5 to 7, at the Great Day Building at 502 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Yes, we're excited, and it's something that we are just glad to be back in downtown Baraboo to be accessible once again. And we are a community-focused radio station. That is what we're all about. And we felt that we needed to be back in the downtown area and more accessible than what we were previously. And so we thank Civic Media for all of their help in helping us get to this point, because it is quite a process. We still have some work to do, obviously. We are broadcasting live now from downtown Baraboo from the second floor of the Great Day Building. It is so cool to be able to look out the windows, see everything that's happening, going on in front of me. Obviously, I was talking about the car going the wrong way. That's the first one of the week already. I'm going to start a tally sheet for that one now. And it's way too entertaining. And then we're at the end of the week.
It's way too common. That's also what I was just saying. So listen, if you're out there and you're listening and all of a sudden you're going down the street the wrong way and then you hear on the radio, oh no, someone just went down the street the wrong way. Pull over, turn around before you start driving again.
Yeah.
Please text in and say, duh, that was me.
Yeah, if anyone does that and you hear us talking about it, it was you. Hey, we're not going to name names. It's all about anonymous. But, you know, it's one of those things. All those do not enter signs on both sides of the street are pretty obvious. And there's one in the middle of the street. I mean, you're going by three signs when you do this. And so, you know, I was here.
It happens, though.
Saturday morning, actually. Sunday morning, very early. We did have a little bit of an issue. And so I was in here early in the morning. I actually had the dog with me because it was an early morning adventure. And, you know, we started our Easter morning a little after midnight. So it was kind of interesting.
That's fun for you.
Yeah, it was. And there was definitely people having fun downtown as well. That was the other part that was very interesting, to say the least. The nightlife going on about 12:30 in the morning was still happening, and was still happening a little around just before 2 in the morning. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, Baraboobians, come on.
Yeah, we had a little bit of fun with that. So, yes, it was definitely interesting being in here. I did just see something that popped up in my social media feed, and I want to let everyone know about this. The Baraboo Music Support Group and Baraboo High School Music Department presents a concert in the cafe and evening of jazz tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Baraboo High School cafeteria. There will be food, games, prizes, a photo booth, and, of course, great music performed by the Baraboo High School students. So come and support the music program, have some dinner, and enjoy a relaxing evening listening to jazz music. Tickets for adults are just $5. Senior and students are $3. Again, this is Baraboo Music Support Group in the Baraboo Music High School Music Department. Concert in the cafe and evening of jazz tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Baraboo High School cafeteria. So,
well, that sounds lovely. Where else can you go see live jazz for $5? I mean, that is incredible. That's so neat. Yeah, good. And we gotta keep the jazz alive. It's such a wonderful genre of music that changed so many things and led into so many other styles of music that, you know, there's some concern out there that if we don't get young jazz listeners, then, you know, people will stop playing because they won't have an audience. Because, you know, obviously the original jazz audience is getting up there. So, definitely go support your jazz musicians. It's one of my favorite styles of music. It's so relaxing and also can be so invigorating. So that sounds like such a nice event. Thank you for bringing that to all of our listeners.
You bet. And we are going to celebrate celebrity birthdays. Again, if you know someone that's celebrating locally, text those in to us now. We have on our list Frank Delane is 34, Nick from the Fear Walking Dead, and he was also the teenage Tom Riddle in the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. So he's
also a pretty good list.
Yeah, his dad is Stephanie Delane, and that's Stannis Baratheon from the Game of Thrones. So,
Baratheon. Clearly haven't watched those shows. The Baratheons. Yeah. Yeah, that's the big family name. They've got the banner, thing happening. So I'm into that stuff. The kings and queens, all that historical fiction, even though this is pretty far reaching, but maybe not. It is what it is. Giancarlo Camela is 37. They play Jesus Christ in the Fox musical The Passion. Robbie Arnell is 37. Nathan in the Amazon series Upload. That's a good one, by the way. He was also Firestorm on The Flash. And is Chris Redfield in Resident Evil, the prequel? Welcome to Raccoon City. I have not seen that. I didn't see any of the Resident Evils.
No.
I just kind of quit dealing with, like, the crossover of video games and movies at that point. I was kind of just like, this is too much happening. But he also is the younger cousin of the Arrow star, Stephen Arnell, who I did like Arrow. That was good stuff. Let's see here. Tony Romo. What? Is 45. That is not old, but that certainly is old for an NFL player. He was, of course, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. I don't know. That wasn't that long ago.
Like, no.
5 years ago. So did he play till he was 40?
He might have.
He was one of the ones who made it longer, I feel like, right?
Yes, he did. And and he's retired at the age of 45. So, yes, that's kind of interesting. James McAvoy is 46. Includes many different things he's been in. Rob Riggle is 55. Saturday Night Live and Daily Show alum. He also played the cop who tased Zach Galifianakis in the face in The Hangover. Not up in here. And he's also a teacher that was on 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yep. Yep. So yep. He was that teacher in 21 Jump Street. That is right.
Yeah, he was a bad dude in 21 Jump Street. See, I remember those. Nicole Sullivan is 55. Dre's neighbor, Jenny on Blackish, and great star. Toby Stevens is 56. John Robinson on the Netflix remake Lost in Space. Before that, he was Captain Flint on Treasure Island prequel. Black Sails, and a big musical one here. Robert Smith from The Cure is 66 years old. And we have a 66. Few more.
I got to see The Cure once. It was fantastic. They were great. It was great. It sounded just like all the tapes that I listened to back in the day. And yes, I did say tapes. 66, Robert Smith from The Cure, celebrating 1 year older today. Andie MacDowell is 67. Of course, she starred in Groundhog Day and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Funny, funny, funny lady there. Brutus the Barber Beefcake, 68. I didn't know who that was, but I assumed it was a WWF superstar. And yes, as I read on, that's a WWF superstar. We're going to say that name again just because that's fun. Brutus the Beefcake. Wait, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I would think the beefcake part would be the part in quotes, but anywho.
Right.
I guess he, you know, I don't know. He must have done some kind of move that was like shaving someone's head or something. Why did he call himself the barber? I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about these WWF folks. I remember the ones from the 80s, like Hulk Hogan, but the new ones, I don't know. Anyhow, his wrestling career was cut short, sadly. Oh, that's really sad.
Yes, it was.
Well, I mean, whatever. What a weird, like a freak accident where an out-of-control parasailer crashed into him. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you do see parasailing and be like, how did they not crash into everything? But, like, it just doesn't happen, and I guess it does.
It does, unfortunately, and that's one I do remember. I was never into that stuff, but I obviously remember who he was, and so that was the other part of it. So, yeah, that was just bizarre, for lack of a better way of putting it. It's sad and unfortunate, to say the least. But here's a big one. Tony Danza, 74 years old, Tony on Taxi, Tony on Who's the Boss, Tony on the Tony Danza Show, and Josh Groban's dad, Tony Sr., on the short-lived Netflix series The Good Cop.
So, now, yeah. You don't even have to remember your name change as an actor. He was Tony in every role here. That's
right.
Crazy. But, of course, in my favorite, he was Tony from Who's the Boss. I grew up on that show. I felt like all those people were my friends. That's such a weird thing about 80s sitcoms. They were very much, like, part of your living room, like, in a way that television is not anymore. But, anywho, Tony Danza, definite fan of him. 74 years old, boy, that put some perspective on things, doesn't it? 74.
Yes, it does. And then the last one on our list of celebrity birthdays today is Iggy Pop is 78 years young today. And if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday, happy anniversary. As a reminder, you can always text those in to us ahead of time, 608-355-9970. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 a.m. as we talk about the pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Ooh, fantastic. Looking forward to that.
I am as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Come celebrate with Max FM with the grand opening of our new location. We're now at 502 Oak Street in Baraboo. Come visit our new studio from 5 until 7 p.m. on Thursday night. There'll be a ribbon cutting with reception to follow, featuring prizes, tours, and food. Again, this is all happening on Thursday, April 24th, from 5 until 7 p.m., 502 Oak Street in Baraboo. And the next day on Friday, April 25th, it's the Sauk Prairie Against Hunger Night of Hope from 6-8 in Sauk City. Soup, bread, and dessert cook-off and an auction to benefit the Sauk Prairie Against Hunger Pack event. Please join 6-8 at 821 Industry Road in Sauk City. The dinner and silent auction will be at 6 o'clock. Live auction will be around 7:15. Dinner will include soup, bread, and dessert tasting. Your cost is a free will offering. You'll vote for the best food with your dollars, and a cash bar will be available. This event is from 6 until 9 p.m. Again, this is on Friday, April 25th. It is from 6-8 in Sauk City. For all the details, visit makingservicepersonal.org. And the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is going to be hosting their open house and canine fundraiser on Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Columbia County Law Enforcement parking lot. That's at 711 East Cook Street in Portage. Bring your family for some delicious food. You can also meet their canines and have an opportunity to learn more about all the cool stuff they do at the Sheriff's Office. They're going to have planned events including drone demonstrations, dispatch center tours, free kids' ID cards, autism awareness, and so much more. Again, this all happens on Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Columbia County Law Enforcement parking lot.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.